Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Gus Polidor. Batting second. The shortstop, Gary Sheffield. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Terry Francona. Batting seventh. The DH, Joey Meyer. Batting eighth. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Don August. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Odibe McDowell. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The DH, Dave Clark. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. And now, play ball. Gus Polidor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polidor hits a fly ball into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sheffield strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Polidor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Deer strikes out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive towards the mound. August catches it and throws to first to double up Snyder. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Meyer strikes out. One out. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Polidor juggles the ball. That's an error on Polidor. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Firmin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allenson moves to second. Odibey McDowell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Yount. McDowell reaches second base with a double. Yount throws the ball into Polidor, who tags McDowell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Allenson scores. Firmin goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Sheffield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gus Polidor is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Polidor is 0-for-1 in the game. Polidor hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Allenson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sheffield is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheffield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive, foul, towards third. Polidor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Clark, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Brien moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 0-for-1 in the game. Deere hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Glenn Bragg's batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Braggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Braggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Deere moves to third. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it and throws to second for the out. Deer scores. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Francona. The throw from Allenson and he is out, Furman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Furman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Furman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Odibey McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McDowell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gantner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Furman moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gus Polidor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Polidor is 0-for-2 in the game. Polidor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sheffield is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheffield hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive towards first. Francona reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Dave Clark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. August fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Deer strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Braggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Braggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry Francona batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first, with Swindell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allenson hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Firmin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Firmin hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McDowell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. McDowell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer strikes out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Corey Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Polidor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Felder pinch hits for Gus Polidor. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Felder bunts towards the mound. Swindell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sheffield is 0-for-3 in the game. Sheffield bunts towards the mound. Swindell fields it and throws to first for the out. Felder moves to second. One out. Doug Jones now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Deer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Deer strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2. and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.